aside from its quirks, which seems like all Motorola's have quirks, I've been super happy with the 5550 Heat. And Wally, I restored the archive. Like, I didn't build the radio from scratch, so I don't know if the tuning data lives in there. But yeah, I know. I told Sean when I ordered it, I want to get it checked at some point just to make sure I don't cook the thing, because I have no idea where it came from or who had it or whatever. All I know is it was in decent shape, and I don't want to cook it. I was getting a little nervous last night when I kept, no matter what hat I put on, I kept getting the accessory incompatible service code 1101. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But I was able to pull through and get it working, and I think all's good now. Wally or Anthony, I don't know who's next, my bad.
That's all right. We're all, seems like we're all pretty bad at keeping the order today, or at least remembering who's next. I'll just give it over to Wally, because he probably has comment on what Dakota just said.
No, negative on that, the tuning data. It's not stored in the CPS. There is actually a program that says, I believe, next time you're there, look it up. It's called Tuner. Go ahead and back it up. Yeah, get it tuned. I mean, that's, you know, if you can get it tuned, you know, if the timing's right, you know where to go. But, and then save it. Because that way, if you do frog it up playing with it, because if you're like me, you can't keep your hands off of things. You know, we are, none of us here are, if it's not broke, don't fix it type. We're going to, we're going to fix it and try to make it better. That's just the nature of who we are. But yeah, definitely back up the tuning data and all your stuff. And that works pretty good. That way, you know, if you do mess it up, you can just rewrite it and not have to take a trip to a radio shop. So, but yeah, Sean, you're talking about a dual Motorola solution. That's what's on my desk. XTL VHF and XPR UHF. That's what I have on my desk. And then I'm just using one of those $90 duplexers from DX Engineering. And that I'm very happy with that on my desk. So nothing wrong with that type of setup in your car. I'm pretty sure now it's Sean. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an option to stay all blue. I've got, oh, that's in the industry, we stay blue. I was thinking like APX 7500, which is dual, I can get it in dual band, two bands. And since I need DMR on UHF and I can get away with just P25 on VHF, I was thinking get an APX P25 VHF and 800 dual bander, and then just get the XPR UHF for UHF, you know, for that, and then two radios covers, you know, VHF, UHF, and 800 P25. Now, granted, I won't be able to do my UHF P25 machine with that particular setup, but I can do TJ's machine, which is, you know, every bit as good or better. You know, better, actually. I mean, it might not be better for low-power handy stuff, you know, down in my neighborhood, but I'm not talking about low-power handy. I'm talking about a mobile, so I'm thinking that might be the way for me to go. But see, I got that extra component, you know, that most of you, you know, don't necessarily, you could, but you don't necessarily have a need for 800. I kind of do, so, I mean, I do and I don't, you know, so this is my personal vehicle, and, you know, all I would put in it would be the ARPSC, Central Michigan stuff, so I don't need it in my car, but I'd like it in my car. Dakota?